This is a consultation on Sandra Moon. Her date of birth is November 16, 1952. Patient's in for Dr. Sears. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 72-year-old female comes for evaluation today on account of elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit. Patient does not smoke or drink. She is allergic to sulfa, some other antibiotics, fentanyl, morphine, and thorazine. Symptoms, she does not offer any particular symptoms other than general weakness and occasional shortness of breath. She also has pains from peripheral neuropathy. Recently, on a lab draw, she was found to have hemoglobin of 17.1, and her hematocrit was 55, WBC count was 14.2. New paragraph. Past medical history, she has history of diabetes for last 10 plus years, history of hypertension, history of coronary artery disease. She has had CABG and also PTCA. New paragraph. Family history of significant is that her son also requires donating his blood periodically on account of thick blood, although she does not know what kind of medical condition he has. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 5 feet tall, weighing 138, blood pressure 132 over 58. She is normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, obese, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, polycythemia, most likely primary. New paragraph. Recommendations. I had requested that she gets a blood drawn for ruling in or ruling out myeloproliferative neoplasm such as polycythemia vera. Also, I have told her to go ahead and donate blood periodically to keep her hemoglobin less than 15. And she says her son does that too, so she will be also willing to go ahead and do that. New paragraph. Thank you. And this is a consultation on Sandra Moon. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.